92. The Talkative Stranger. "This is a very interesting exposition," Fred said. "I love the exhibition building. It's one of the finest extant examples of classical architecture. I especially enjoyed the extemporaneous speech we just heard. May I ask what you do for a living?" Fred asked the three men. "My job is to prevent the exploitation of animals," replied Roland. "Specifically, I write newspaper articles about research laboratories that exploit animals for medical experiments. These types of businesses hate public exposure. I hope to exterminate them with my stories." "I operate an express business," Terry said. "We deliver overnight parcels. It's like an extension of the post office. Currently, I'm trying to extend my business overseas. On the exterior, I probably look like an athlete," Ben said. "However, I'm a professor of mathematics. I'm writing a book about trigonometric and exponential functions. It's written expressly for postgraduate students. What do you do?" "I'm involved in mineral exploration," Fred said. "I just love the exquisite shapes and colors of precious stones. I also specialize in the use of explosives." Fred had an extensive background in geology. He had already explored for minerals in several different countries. He was an expressive man. He enjoyed nothing more than expounding his theories and experiences to anyone who was unfortunate enough to be caught in a conversation with him. After 10 minutes of listening to Fred talk, the three men were bored to death. Finally, Roland spoke. "Please excuse us, we have to leave. We have an important matter to attend." "I haven't finished telling my tale," Fred replied. "What could possibly be so important as to extenuate your hasty departure in the middle of my story?" The three men smiled and quickly responded in unison, "We have to go to the toilet."